This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Helping cows beat the summer heat. Heat stress, such an important topic and worth another reminder on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin. More details about their programs, events, and services, and online resources at pdpw.org. Joining us with some tips on keeping cows cool is Dr. Jeffrey Dahl from the University of Florida Department of Animal Science.
There's only one way that they can really get rid of additional heat, and that's through evaporative processes. And that's why it's so important to sort of think about how we're actually cooling our cows and what we want to do. And with higher humidity and sort of higher water in the air, it's more difficult for them to get rid of that heat, and that just exacerbates the problem. So that's why we tend to think not just of temperature, but a temperature humidity index as a more accurate reflection of when cows are going to get heat stressed. And so when we think about temperature humidity index, particularly for lactating cows, if we have anything over 68, those animals are going to be experiencing mild heat stress, and they're going to have an increase in the respiration rate, and they're going to have an increase in their core body temperature. But also, as humidity increases, that temperature just becomes worse effectively, and it's more difficult for those animals to get rid of that additional heat load. And remember, those animals are going to be experiencing that for an extended period of time. And so anytime they're not able to sort of maintain what we'd say their normal body temperature is, and they're experiencing heat stress, it's going to put additional strain metabolically on those animals, because they have to get rid of that extra heat. And that requires energy, energy that can't go towards productive purposes. If we get severe enough, when we start to get THIs in the sort of 90 degrees, and we're going to have probably 70% humidity at least, that moderate to severe heat stress is going to be characterized by elevated respiration rates if we don't do anything to sort of abate that. They might consume more water. They're definitely going to reduce their feed intake. Their activity might decline, but they may be standing more. And as we know, we want animals to be spending their time laying down. So those are all visible signs that would say that those animals might be experiencing heat stress. So the animals are going to have lower milk production. That's one that we might observe down the road. We get higher need for energy to go to the maintenance, and we're going to see effects in terms of disease incidence in the animals as well. And part of that's a direct impact of the heat stress on the animal's immune system, which then, of course, is going to have additional energetic outcomes.
Are there any feed additives to use when it comes to heat stress?
Yeah, there are a number of feed additives that you can use. And what I would suggest, rather than sort of going through any specific company products here, is that you look for, and I say this because I've worked with companies on different studies, look for work that's been done that's actually published, that's scientifically published, not just in a trade magazine or sort of company-wide data. It's got to be published in a scientific journal. And there are indications that some of the products with specific B vitamins and some of the yeast and yeast cell wall products do have an influence on animals' ability to deal with heat stress. Chromium is another one. So we want to look at products that may help animals overcome the negative effects of heat stress. But I'd also point out that it's probably not going to be the case that we have one magic ingredient. I guess if there's one take-home message that I would have, it would be that, this is not just a productivity issue. This is an issue of animal welfare. More and more, we have to think about what sort of picture we're presenting to the consuming public. And from a welfare perspective, we need to make sure that all of our cows are effectively cooled throughout the production cycle for sure, and make sure that even our calves and heifers are not experiencing significant heat stress.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Dahl, professor in the Department of Animal Sciences at the University of Florida. A presentation, Are You Ready for the Heat?, on a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.